You're listening to the Business Artist Podcast. I am Jan Melhoz, and today my guest is Champ. Champ is an artist and a 5D researcher, and he's done the Great Awakening map, which is helping many people to find guidance in turbulent times. Let me say it like this. And I'm really glad and so curious to talk to him today. Hello, Champ. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for having me on your show. It's an honor.
Great. So you are, or many people are interested in your work because of your 5D research, your insights in I would say, the 5D world, how to get there in the now world outside human 3D awareness and also extraterrestrial things, and also what is going on the 3D world politically. How did you come to the conclusion, or how did you get the insight to combine what's going on in our world with the 5D world and connect it together?
Over 10 years ago, I've been researching consciousness, human consciousness, and different states of consciousness. Mm-hmm. This led into meditation and psychedelics. And I also have an art career. When I used to live in Los Angeles, I was a psychedelic artist, showing my audience different glimpses of the hyperdimensional realms I would see when I was experimenting with psychedelics such as DMT. And the 5D research ties in with consciousness, because 5D knowledge is all about raising your consciousness. Mm-hmm. And also, as we raise our consciousness, the entire Earth and solar system just happen to be raising their consciousness as well. So over the past 10 years, I've built this very large research where I was trying to tie in so many aspects of the ascension, of human ascension of the Earth. And fast forward to maybe 2 years ago, a lot of people were beginning to awaken on social media, especially through Instagram. So through Instagram, a lot of people were finding out about the 5D knowledge and about the ascension of Earth and humanity. This is when I decided to create the Great Awakening Map. The Great Awakening Map was my idea after realizing that I wasn't able to write a book. After 10 years of research, I really wanted to began teaching everything that I had found out, all the secrets of the world. Mm-hmm. But I decided nobody would be reading a book these days. Memes are so much more powerful. I decided to make a one-page meme that would be able to awaken humanity as quickly as possible. So because I've been an artist and a designer for so long, creating the Great Awakening Map was very easy for me. Over the course of maybe 1 week, I was able to get the first layout released onto Instagram. And that's when it really started to take off. And I wasn't expecting it to become something that I would change my entire life and career around. But when you start to integrate 5D knowledge and spiritual wisdom into your life, you start to have these synchronicities happen to you, where if you are helping others to raise their vibration, to raise their consciousness, you're going to start having new opportune events happen to you in your life over and over and over. And this is referred to as synchronicity. So the Great Awakening Map started to take off over the past 2 years now. And it contains hundreds of secrets of the world that have been hidden from us for so long. Mm-hmm. And I was really excited that somebody like you found the map and contacted me to discuss it, because I rarely make interviews, but I really wanted to get the message out to your audience. So I'm very, very thankful to have found you, and hopefully we can discuss a lot of things about my work in the map.
Yes, I'm also very glad that you're doing this interview, and I want to get this information to as many people as possible. It's also, I think, important if you can give us a little bit of guidance how to read it. I'm still trying to find a way how to read it. I know that on the very bottom is probably the how people enter into the awakening. And then on the right top, it's like the goal to get back to source, but or return to source. But can you give us some guidance? Because for some people, if they see it one page with so much information, it's overwhelming and they don't know where to start. And it's a little bit the same for me, to be honest.
The Great Awakening Map was designed to be a mysterious one-page meme that would just float around on the internet. I never intended to explain to people how to use it. It was only supposed to be sort of like a performative piece where you would find it around maybe on city walls or on the internet or in print. Mm-hmm. In that aspect, when people see the map, it's supposed to overwhelm them and allow them to enter it in a way where they're looking for answers. They're looking for a reason of why they're being drawn to the map. And when they start to enter it from a state of curiosity, I think that allows people to find topics mm-hmm. that jump out at them. They find topics that they've probably seen sometime in their life, or maybe they've even researched it themselves. They begin to find connections and they see other secrets that are very enticing. It helps them to research further and deeper on their own, because if you tell people the truth, they're less likely to remember or to believe it. But if you let people find the truth on their own, their path to finding those truths is more powerful than telling them what to believe. So the Great Awakening Map contains as many rabbit holes and red pills as I could fit that were appropriate for waking somebody up from the matrix, having them realize that there's a greater purpose to life, and then hopefully lead them toward a path of enlightenment. Enlightenment can mean many things for many people, but for myself, enlightenment can also be a physical thing where you are able to leave this earthly plane in a light body, which is a higher dimensional version of yourself. When you pass away, you leave behind the body, yet your consciousness continues onward toward higher realms or other lives. So leaving the body in a light body, this is one attainment of enlightenment. And if you study the Dharma in Buddhism, Tibetan Buddhism, Vajrayana, these are all different schools of Buddhism that teach how to attain this enlightened body, this light body. It's called the rainbow body ascension. Mm-hmm. I lead people toward this truth, but not everybody is going to believe it or want to practice this truth in this lifetime. So if you look at the bottom of the map, it's going to contain a lot of very basic conspiracy theories mm-hmm. that people usually wake up to at first. Mm-hmm. When I first started to awaken back in 2008, I started to awaken through healthcare and also from seeing videos of the moon and Mars. And in these videos, they would have they would have secret structures and ancient ruins and hidden bases on the lunar surface and on the Martian surface. So these secrets in our solar system is what really brought me down the rabbit hole. And I was obsessed with these videos. And I would research and research for hours and hours. And because of my freelance graphic design career for over 10 years, when I used to live in Los Angeles and Orange County, California, I was a freelance graphic designer, staying home every day. And I was so lucky to stay home because I had hours and hours of free time to research. And I literally spent 10 years researching every day, obsessed with metaphysical knowledge and consciousness and psychedelics and ETs. So you can imagine how much knowledge I was able to amass living at home as a designer.
Yes.
And that is why I had to make the map, because I was like, I'm a designer. I have to get this knowledge out there somehow. But Instagram wasn't popular back then, Jan. You have to understand. Nobody was making memes back then. So I didn't have a way to teach people this stuff. And people weren't even ready for this stuff back then. Mm-hmm. So that's why in the past 2 years since QAnon came onto the scene. I don't know if your viewers are familiar with QAnon.
I don't know, but I'm definitely acquainted with this, yes.
Wonderful. So you can imagine when QAnon came to the scene 3 to 2 years ago, 2 to 3 years ago, that's when I decided it was time to release the map. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and in this community, it's definitely, they are very aware of your map, and I think it's a help for many of them also to stay calm at the current situation. How do you, when you 2 years ago, you released this map, and now and the QAnon is a big part of it, has a big circle in the whole map. So when now a lot of things are unfolding, how do you experience this?
Yes, that's great. You're very, very well read into the map and QAnon. Continuing from what I was mentioning earlier, the bottom of the map contains a lot of basic conspiracy theories about the government corruption and a lot of the secret societies that run our world. And from these secret societies, they have most of the negative agendas imposed over humankind. So when you begin to awaken, escaping the matrix is basically realizing that you've been controlled and born into a slave society. And once you awaken to this fact, you are sort of escaped the matrix like Neo did. Once Neo realized he was living in a world that was sort of an illusion, that's when he was able to regain his individual freedom and also attain supernatural powers. So at the bottom of the map, there's a lot of basic conspiracies about government control, secret societies running our world. And when Q started releasing the messages to humanity, this was the first time where we had public communication with the Alliance. The Alliance is sort of like the heroes of humanity who have defected from their negative agenda programs, such as the Illuminati or the Deep State, the Cabal, secret space programs. These are all groups that have negative control agendas over humanity. But there's good people in all of these groups who want to get out. There's people who want to tell of all the negative evils that have been occurring in secret for generations and generations. Mm-hmm. So that's why Q deserves to be on the map. And that's why Q is also a very important part of the map, because the whole point of Q is to arrest all of the negative groups in the world, including the deep state cabal. Mm-hmm. And once you arrest these people, then you can start introducing technologies that they've been hiding from humankind, such as free energy devices, anti-gravity, instantaneous medical healing techniques. You can imagine a world where everybody is healed and nobody has to worry about money. And once you have that type of society, then you have space travel, because if nobody has to quote unquote work for money, they're going to be free to do whatever they want. And humankind is going to want to travel into the inner earth and into outer space. So this is the future that we've been missing for generations. We've been stolen. This future has been stolen from us by the negative cabal. So Q is a humanity's greatest surprise, because I don't think a lot of people even realized they were being controlled. But now we have these heroes who are taking over the deep state by using these very exotic technologies that the secret space program has given to them. So you can imagine these high-level military insiders using exotic technologies to take down the deep state, always having an extra step ahead of them, many steps ahead of them, is referred to as 4D chess. So once these good guys start to arrest the bad guys, we're going to start seeing more and more people awaken to the QAnon movement, because the messages that Q gives are a positive message that teaches us all of the corruption that's been happening behind the scenes. And it's allowing Americans and it's allowing the world to be read in on this military operation. Because you have to understand, the military used to be taken over by negative agenda. But now, once that Trump came into office, the patriots in the military were able to use Q as a way to communicate the military operation to the American public. So this is why you have people awakening to Q, because Q has been giving us clues as to how the takedown of the deep state is going to occur, what should we prepare for, and how to have no fear during these times, how to teach others to awaken, and how to prepare ourselves for the big changes that are coming to our world, financially and politically, spiritually, economically. So many things are changing right now since Trump came into office. And a lot of people in the world are starting to awaken to this truth. A lot of people still don't want to believe it because they've been watching the news way too much. And the news, as many of us know, is controlled by the deep state cabal, and it has been for many, 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 many years, many generations. So how does that all sound to you for now?
No, it sounds all very clear. And I mean, it's happening basically right now. We can see it every day. Something is happening. Yesterday, they defunded the WHO, WHO. So there is this fight. If you have a little bit of I don't know, decoding, you can see it happening in front of our eyes, basically. And everything you said, I've learned as well. I mean, for me, I already, you know, withdrawn from mainstream media a long time ago. So even the whole Trump thing, I didn't really follow up on. I just, you know, oh, Donald Trump president, that was it basically. And then actually I was a little bit interested because I noticed that there's a lot of fake news on CNN and New York Times. But then I thought Bernie Sanders should be president, because I thought, okay, he's fighting for the people and I think he's honest and not a deep state actor. But only through the coronavirus thing, I went back into, because I knew, okay, that's, what is that? That's, you know, that's nothing to do with reality, what's shown now to us, and that I'm living in Spain, everything is closed down, you can't even go to the beach. So, you know, that can't be reality. So what's happening? So then I digged into it And that's the only how I found out what's really going on and about what Trump is doing. And I mean, he's a genius. I just noticed now he's a genius. And it's unbelievable how he can, you know, bring in three messages with one word. And yeah, I just really woke up to that because I was already in the realm of spirituality and withdrawn from media and stuff. So only the Corona crisis, you know, pulled me back into it. And that's how I found out about this whole thing.
It makes me so glad that people around the world like you understand the importance of Trump. And I'm so glad that you see who he really is and what he's here to do. Trump is a very, very clever individual. He's a Gemini, and he's always having many steps ahead of the enemy or his opponent. And this also ties in with the skill of Q, because Q is always many steps ahead of the enemy. And that's why the deep state cannot be defeated anymore, because of Q's military precision and planning. They were able to plan this many, many years ahead of the times. So the deep state believes that they're going to win, but they have already been defeated. We are simply watching the whole show unfold. And that's what Q keeps reminding us, is that the deep state has already been defeated. We're just watching it unfold, and they are telling us how the operation is going to pan out. And they have this technology called Looking Glass, mm-hmm. which is a time viewing technology where they can see into the future. They can peer into future timelines, and they can see where the enemy may go or what they may do. And this allows them to keep tabs on everybody in the world. And it's very exotic technology from ETs, handed down to the secret space programs, which handed it down to the Earth Alliance, which is an alliance that works with Q. And
how do you know that they have this technology?
This technology has been quite known to a lot of researchers such as myself who study the secret space program. We've known about Project Looking Glass for many years, mm-hmm. but I think maybe I'd say 2 or 3 months ago, Q posted a tweet, or Q posted, it's called a Q proof.
Yeah.
Their Q proof explained Looking Glass and how they were using it. It was just a clue, but the Anons and Patriots who analyzed Q posts, they immediately knew that this was Q telling us that they had Looking Glass technology. And it confirms how they are able to make such elaborate and precise predictions, and how they're able to post future predictions which correlate with Twitter posts and Q posts that have happened in the past. Mm-hmm. It's very bizarre, and it's very amazing, and it's fascinating to watch. It's so fascinating because you're literally watching the military use time travel technology to make predictions into the past, into the future, and they communicate it to us, the American people, and to the world. And I mean, come on, how amazing is that, right? Yes,
absolutely. It opens the totally new universes for us.
That's why it's so obvious that the good guys are going to win. You have ET intervention who have given us these technologies. The ETs are custodians of Earth. They're not going to let anything bad happen to this planet anymore. This is all divine intervention. Because when you have ETs assisting us, these are higher dimensional beings who are essentially 4D, 5D consciousness, even 6D. So these higher dimensional beings who can see the entire past, present, and future, they're guiding humankind through this awakening, through our ascension. And Q happens to be the political component of this entire battle, where they are here to defeat or arrest the cabal, And once this happens, once humanity is able to eradicate the negative evil that's on our planet, that's when the ETs are willing to come down and make mass contact with humankind. And they've been waiting and waiting all throughout human history for this to happen. But this is finally the time where it seems that humankind has finally awakened to these secret truths. And the ETs are very, very, very ready to make mass contact. And that's why they've been making smaller contacts with smaller groups of people around the world very, very regularly within the past 10 years, 5 years. This year, like every year, contact occurs more and more and more. There's new UFO sighting videos every day, much, much more than you would see 10 years ago. So everything's building up like a bottleneck, and the pressure is getting greater and greater. Everybody feels this big event coming. Nobody knows when or how it's going to look like. There's so many different names for this event, such as the Great Solar Flash, or some people want to call it the End Times, or Apocalypse, or the Unveiling. There's so many names for it. But what really is going to happen is this great unveiling of all the secret knowledge that we've been, that has been hidden from humanity for so long. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. This is the knowledge that we're talking about right now. Mm-hmm. And once the world knows about extraterrestrials and secret space programs and all of this crazy stuff, we're going to have a mass awakening, and we're going to have a higher dimensional and higher conscious society where we can heal everybody and nobody has to suffer anymore. We're going to have spiritual knowledge. We're going to meditate. We're going to raise our consciousness. We're going to raise our vibration. We're going to be healthy. There's going to be no pollution on this planet. You can imagine like a utopian future, because this is where we're headed. And we've been controlled into slavery for so long that we can't even imagine this. We don't even think that it's possible. We call it a dystopian future because we've been taught that a utopia is impossible. I think artists, you know, when they come out of art school, they believe that a utopian isn't possible, you know. But the truth is that it can happen. It all depends on our consciousness, how we take care of our consciousness, meditation, spiritual knowledge. These types of 5D awakening information, I think, is going to be the main thing that we teach our children, because they're going to be the next generation that takes care of us. They're going to know all of this knowledge before we do. And there's already children being born. Maybe you can refer to them as star children. Some of these children have past life memories already of why they're here. And these children come in being born with supernatural abilities such as telepathy or past life recall, things such as this. And these children are here to help us, to lead us into the new 5D earth.
Yeah. Do you think, do you know Joe Dispenza?
No, I don't.
I'm following quite a bit, and he's doing meditation and plus events worldwide. It's always when he has one in one country, wherever, it's booked out 5 minutes later. But he only charges like not too much money. It's everybody can afford it. He could take easily 10,000 or something for this meditations. But he doesn't do that, and so it sold out very quickly, and he's thinking about how he can enlarge it, but he can't make the groups too big, otherwise he can't reach everybody. And he's really teaching, you know, how to activate the pineal gland, how to go in deep meditation. I did one retreat there, and you do like 8-hour meditation, and he really teaches you how to get into 5D, for example. it's a great, great experience. But he's already 65 or so. So maybe it's not only children who are born. Maybe there are also old people. I think David Icke also has some insights into how to get there, for example.
Oh, that's great. I saw your picture with Brian Rose from London Talk.
Yes.
And he had that very controversial interview with David Icke that got banned by the BBC and YouTube. So I just wanted to bring that up on your show, because here we have proof of the deep state trying to censor sensitive information from metaphysical researchers such as David Icke. And this just goes to show the truth of the control and corruption that we have in our media, because it's been controlled by the cabal for so many years. And now that they're losing, they're going to try to censor as much information from the public, from you and I, from us. They're going to start censoring more and more across social media. So we have to be on the lookout for these types of things. We have to stand up for humanity. We have to stand up for our future. We have to create memes. We have to create ways of sharing knowledge as quickly as possible across all social media platforms. And I think it's really amazing what you're doing with your podcast, because you can reach such a diverse audience through voice and sound. And for myself, I use visuals on Instagram as well as writing. Mm-hmm. I don't use any other form of social media. I only stick to Instagram. So you can find my work on Instagram at 5D Awakening Consciousness. And the Great Awakening Map we were discussing can be downloaded for free at greatawakeningmap.co.
Yes. I will also put the links in the notes of the podcast, so everybody can go there to Instagram and to your website. And also you have a site where you have your artwork.
You can view my art at arthousecontemporary.com or perenniachamp.co.
Yes, I looked at it and I recommend to go there. It's great, like your map. I'm really a fan of your art.
Thank you. The artwork that people will see, those are my hyperdimensional landscapes. These are scenes that depict psychedelic visions and journeys that I have been on over the past five or six years. And I still make these landscapes, but my main focus right now is to use my Instagram to awaken as many people as possible. And I also take care of a lot of things relating to the map, my shop that sells the map, and as well as some other 5D gifts I design, which enables me to continue to live as a freelance designer and a yogi. Mm-hmm. I basically meditate every day, and I'm a Dzogchen yogi, and it's a form of meditation of the Vajrayana tradition of Buddhism, and it's mostly practiced in Tibet. So Dzogchen meditation is a non-dual form of awareness. Non-dual as in duality.
Yeah.
Most forms of meditation still operate in a realm of duality, mm-hmm. where you have technique and concentration or cause and effect. But Dzogchen meditation, similar to Zen, similar to Tao Te Ching, Dzogchen meditation is the non-dual state of mind. And the non-dual state of mind is an equanimous state of awareness at all times. And this is the state of consciousness required for Tibetan monks when they attain rainbow body, when they attain rainbow body ascension at the time of death. Many people may have heard of the Tibetan Book of the Dead, or another proper name of it is the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying. Mm-hmm. This book helps people to cross over during the time of death, from conscious to unconscious. And when the Tibetan Book of Living and Dying is read to them, they're able to maintain a state of awareness where they can control whether or not they are going to be reborn again, or whether or not they're going to be reborn in a lower realm, or let's just say different hyperdimensional realms.
Wow.
5D, nobody wants to go to the lower realms, right? So the whole point of studying meditation and practicing Dharma and being compassionate is so that we can be reborn in these higher realms, or not even be reborn at all, basically returning back to source, or returning back to the primordial mind, which is all one. Mm-hmm. And Buddhism is one way of practicing this path, because the teachings of the Buddha, when he became enlightened, he was teaching how to raise your vibration. He was teaching us how to reduce our suffering. All of the suffering that we have in our life is due to our minds attaching onto things that aren't real, attaching onto objects, becoming attached to material goods, becoming attached to people, to emotions, to feelings. All of these things are impermanent. Everything that we see in our life is impermanent. It's never going to last. We can't take it with us when we die.
Yes.
So once we meditate, the point of meditation is to calm the mind so that it doesn't have to suffer as much. And then we are so happy and joyful. Meditation allows our mind to realize that suffering is not something that we have to be a victim of. The less that we suffer, the more happiness we have, the more chances we have to grow, to be brave, to be confident, to go out, to change ourselves, to change the world. So I think it's very important that we talk about meditation, and to encourage others to find a path toward meditation, because there's many, many, many forms, as you know, mm-hmm. because you have your own
yes.
place where you go to meditate. Yeah. And I also have my practice. Over the past 10 years, I had to change my meditation practice many times. I kept finding new ways to meditate, better ways, better philosophies, better techniques. But now in my life, after completing the Great Awakening Map, after all the different modes of spiritual knowledge and meditation, I really, really came to fall in love with the Dzogchen practice.
Can you explain a little bit how it's done?
Dzogchen is, the meaning of Dzogchen is natural great perfection, or the natural great completion. It's a state of awareness where you constantly know that everything is pure. There is no such thing as good or bad or ugly and pretty. You have to see everything as one taste. And when you start to see reality as one taste, you maintain this awareness, whether you're sitting, driving, eating, sleeping, you maintain this state of awareness where everything is already pure. And the technique is very simple. You have to sit and become aware of the present moment. And to do this, you usually focus on breathing, which is one way to anchor yourself. But after you anchor yourself, you can let go of focusing on breathing, and then you basically focus on nothing. You do nothing. It's a non-effort meditation, but the non-effort is the effort. It's called non-effort because it looks like you're doing nothing, but you're actually maintaining a state of awareness, the non-dual state of awareness. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me give you like a metaphor illusion.
Yes.
The Buddha mind is like a clear blue sky. And when thoughts arise, our thoughts are like clouds. Clouds arise they remain, and then they dissolve. Every thought that we've ever had since we were born is just a cloud. The thoughts arise, they remain for a few seconds, a few minutes, and then they dissolve on their own. So the meditation is to observe your thoughts arise, remain, and dissolve. And you maintain this awareness of the fact that every thought that you have, it's going to disappear on its own. So if you have a thought that arises that's disturbing, such as I have to pay my bills or I have no money in my bank account, right? So when you feel this thought arise, if you observe it and acknowledge that it has arisen, the fact that you were aware that it arose is going to make the thought disappear on its own. So you can practice this on your own. Mm-hmm. When you sit in silence, you try to think about nothing. And then in a few moments, thoughts are going to arise. But if you just remain calm and realize that these thoughts are just going to disappear on their own, you don't have to do anything. And in this realization, there is a great sense of peace. This peace is referred to as enlightenment. So you can experience enlightenment for a few seconds at a time, maybe a few minutes if you're really good at this practice. Once you maintain this awareness throughout your life, you begin to have a non-dual state of mind. And this is the true bliss that arises from practice. Every meditation practice should make you have a sense of bliss and peace. You should be able to feel calm in any situation. If you don't, then your meditation isn't that effective or you're not practicing properly. So always keep in mind that the point of meditation is that your suffering decreases more and more and more each day. You become more blissful naturally. You don't have to be doing anything to feel blissful. It's a natural bliss that arises because your mind is always aware that the thoughts are not permanent, that everything is impermanent. When you are aware that everything is going to pass, there's a sense of peace where you can just rest in the great perfection of everything. The natural great perfection of everything is already perfect, but the unawakened mind believes that it's not perfect. That's why we suffer. Mm-hmm. That's why we suffer throughout life, because we think that we have to change everything until we're happy. But this practice makes us realize that everything is already perfect already. The mind, the Buddha state of mind, is always with us. The blue, clear sky of mind is with us all the time. If we just sit still in peace and quiet without bothering our thoughts, without bothering our mind, just let it do what it has to do. Let the thoughts arise, but don't chase them. Don't grasp them. Don't push them away. Just watch them arise and disappear on their own, like clouds covering the blue sky.
When you say that, I can already feel myself doing that.
Wonderful. Great, great.
So when somebody is a master in this and is already in full bliss, you know, all the clouds of the thoughts go and he sees blue sky and everything is pure and it's perfect, but the still world is still ruled by the cabal, and then the world will be free of the cabal. Will anything change for those masters, or are they already there where it's the world already perfect for them right now?
Once these masters attain the state of enlightenment before death, some of these masters have abilities such as telepathy, mm-hmm. and some of them can pass their body through solid matter. They can walk through walls. They can make their bodies really tiny or really large. They can project themselves into different dimensions. There's very, very many sacred abilities that these monks can attain. And once you attain enlightenment, the Buddha always said that when one person attains enlightenment, everybody attains enlightenment at the same time. So the more of these type of beings we have in the world, the more change they can make, the more they can change and affect the consciousness of the entire planet. And I think that because of so many people awakening over the past 10 years and so many people attaining enlightenment in Tibet, in the mountains of India, secretly somewhere, there's so many hundreds of yogis who live in secret that we don't know about. I think the human consciousness has finally been able to tip the scale. And we've been able to tip the scale in a positive way, where we are seeing the demise of darkness around the planet. We're seeing the demise of these secret societies who have been doing heinous crimes to children and to everybody without any type of repercussion. This spiritual knowledge that we've been talking about on this show right now, the people are ready for it. It's ready to reemerge in our world. And I believe very strongly that the more that people meditate, the more people change themselves, the more that each individual becomes more calm and at peace, then you are exponentially shifting the entire consciousness of the planet instantaneously. You don't have to leave your house to make a change in the world, because all our minds are connected. We're one mind. We're linked to Mother Earth. And when Mother Earth ascends like she's doing right now, it's pushing our consciousness with hers into a higher dimensional realm. Some people say that we're transitioning through 4D and we're headed towards 5D society. I believe this. That's why we have the reemergence of Dzogchen into mainstream culture right now. Dzogchen used to be secret. It's called the secret mantra. It wasn't allowed to be taught before, but the prophecies of Dzogchen said that during these times, it would reemerge in the West, and it would be spread like wildfire across all the lands. So this non-dual state of mind, this knowledge of attaining this state of mind, has now returned to our consciousness. And I think this is the time where people are going to start to realize that once they change themselves, inner peace, inner work, then they are going to immediately see these changes reflected in their outer world. Everybody's reality is different. My reality is much different than your reality. What you see and what I see is much different than any other people in the world. Mm-hmm. So we may see these negative things happening on the news, like killings and deaths across the world, but they're not actually affecting you and I directly. Our reality may be something much more peaceful than somebody else who lives in another part of the world. So we have all of these billions and billions of realities linking and crossing and intermeshing with each other. But our consciousness is all linked. That means we have to focus inward in order to change the world so that other people can have a reality of peace as we are, as we may be.
Mm-hmm. So the lockdown is a blessing in this area for many, because they are kind of pressured, or they have the freedom and the calmness to really go inside and do the inner work right now.
I think that everything is meant to be. So for some reason, this quarantine, for divine chances, we have the opportunity to stay home and be at peace. And whether you like to be at home or not, we have no other choice right now but to go inside, to go inner peace, inner work. Mm-hmm. We're learning a lot of things about ourselves, about our families, about our world. This is the time people are on Instagram awakening. I've had a huge boost in following this past week because people being at home researching knowledge that's giving them the red pill, the rabbit hole. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really amazing to see that the quarantine is awakening so many people to the truth of reality.
Yes.
And it's only going to get more and more. Once you awaken, you can't go back. So the momentum of our consciousness is exponentially increasing each moment that we're in this quarantine. And it's all leading up to the event where there's going to be a massive awakening, a massive public awakening, where everybody is going to have the same knowledge at the same time of about something that's happened to humanity for so long, whether it be some atrocious crime to humanity, such as the child trafficking and sacrificing that has been done by the deep state.
Yes. Or that's gonna come up very, very soon. What do you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Very good. Or it could be another positive realization, such as we're all able to attain light body transformation at death, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. There's billions of people on this planet who don't even know that they have a light body, who don't even know that they're capable of telepathy, who don't even know that they're capable of levitation or super cool things like that, you know? There's mm-hmm. people on this planet who haven't even taken psychedelics. They haven't seen the 5D, 6D realms. There's so many things that can be unveiled to us during this consciousness renaissance. And we haven't even touched on psychedelics yet, but that's another huge, huge part of human society that's going to change. We're going to be able to explore not only inner earth and outer space, we're going to be exploring the inner mind, the deepest, deepest recesses of our consciousness. Psychedelics such as mushrooms and DMT can take us to hyperdimensional realms that are utterly gorgeous, ineffable. They are the most beautiful scenes you'll ever glimpse in your life. I think that being in a human body, one of our birthrights is to have a proper psychedelic experience at least once in our life.
Mm-hmm. I had one with mushrooms. It was unbelievable at the ocean of Bali. And it was definitely, I'm always thinking, I listen to people like Sadhguru, and he said we can produce all the chemicals ourselves to have those experiences. And on the other hand, when I hear like David McKenna, Terence McKenna talk about ayahuasca and DMT and stuff, then I'm not sure if I shall, you know, experience it. So I'm a little bit fighting in myself which way I should take, trying to produce the chemicals myself or taking them.
I'll give you my honest opinion.
Yeah.
I think that you should take the psychedelics directly. And have that part of your life where you explore them directly, you use them to the fullest extent that you can for the opportunity that you have. And then, like all great teachers, you know, once they teach you something, you don't have to keep going back to them over and over and over every day. So for myself, I had such powerful psychedelic experiences over the past 10 years that I have found the need to not need to go back to them. I can continue now as a Dzogchen yogi perfectly fine without ever having to go back and touch DMT or mushrooms again. Once you get the message, you don't have to keep going back to the messenger. So with psychedelics, I urge everybody to experience as much as you can, this sacred world, this secret, sacred world. The greatest secret in the universe is what DMT will show you in 10 minutes. And I don't say that lightly. Mm-hmm. I say that with such confidence because DMT showed me something so unimaginable that my only wish is for everybody on this planet to see what I saw. I think everybody's life will change instantly, just as it did for myself. And you can carry that with you throughout your entire life. Wow. It's going to stay with you forever. That's the most powerful thing a psychedelic can do, is forever change you and make you aware of the vastness of the universe within yourself. And with that vastness sparks change to and better yourself and others and find the path of Dharma like I have for myself. I practice Dzogchen meditation. I study the Dharma, Tibetan Buddhism every day. This is the way my life went after psychedelics. many other people who took psychedelics in the 60s found Buddhism or found other ways of spirituality, such as the New Age movement. Mm-hmm. So psychedelics can open your life to so many opportunities, such as myself. I was able to have this artist career where I was able to show in very, very well-known galleries in Los Angeles. My last art show was guest curated with Mocha and LACMA. I'm pretty sure your audience are familiar with those mm-hmm. museums. So psychedelics took me from sitting in my home office every day to showing in these very amazing places where people were able to get a glimpse of the 5D realm. Maybe they didn't understand it, but at least it entered their consciousness. And that's all I wanted to do with my show. I just wanted to get hyperdimensional knowledge out there into these galleries, into these art shows, into Los Angeles, into the cultural sphere. I wanted to awaken people in a secret way that only if those who know would understand. I had some people come up to me at my openings, and they had also been to the hyperdimensional realms. And they would just kind of give me the look and say, thank you, because they understood what I understood. But it's kind of unspoken, you know, it's ineffable. You can't really talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I was very thankful for the opportunity that the galleries gave me to show my work.
Yes.
And I encourage everybody to make psychedelic artwork, because I think that psychedelic artwork is the true way that our consciousness can express itself, using a medium that doesn't involve language, because language is very limiting. And to explain psychedelics with language is just to make a mess of things. Mm-hmm. Psychedelics need to be explored and discussed through mediums not involving language. I think so, personally.
So, music or artwork?
Absolutely, absolutely. I encourage all artists to take this challenge, because it's going to change your work. It's going to change the way you see the world. It's going to make you become a better artist. And it's going to make you understand visionary art in a way that you could never have learned through reading a textbook in art history class. Once you take psychedelics, you're going to understand why visionary art looks the way it does. You're going to understand why all of the ancient monuments, such as the pyramids, you're going to understand why the ancient Egyptians designed the way they did. It's going to make so many things so much more clear to you as an artist. And you're going to have a much richer, richer appreciation for human history and for contemporary art.
Do you think, what is the different insights you get from mushrooms, DMT, LSD, ayahuasca? Do they all give you the same, or are there different routes to take?
Of all those four you mentioned, LSD is created in a lab. So the type of psychedelic experience you have is a very crisp and awake experience. You're going to have a lot of thought streams that run through your mind, very creative type of thought streams. I can understand why a lot of the, like, such as Steve Jobs, you know, back in his day, I can understand why these type of people had LSD and why they created the companies that they did coming out of LSD. It's that type of psychedelic. It's very particular, the type of experience you have, but I wouldn't recommend it over mushrooms or DMT. DMT is the ultimate psychedelic. It's very rare. It's very rare that it's highly likely that most of you are even going to be able to experience a proper DMT trip. But you can use magic mushrooms, which are very common and very much more easy to obtain. Magic mushrooms such as psilocybin. This is the way to go. You start off small doses, and you work your way up. I recommend everybody to listen to Terence McKenna on YouTube.
Yes.
Before exploring any type of psychedelic, you must listen to his advice on how to go about taking it, finding it, what to do while you're in a journey. Everything can be taught to you by his words. So I truly recommend only listening to Terence McKenna. Don't ruin your psychedelic experience by listening to anything else.
What about David McKenna?
Dennis McKenna, his brother, Dennis, you can also listen to.
Yes.
But ayahuasca, mushroom, DMT, these are all natural substances. DMT also occurs in our body naturally. Our pineal gland produces DMT at 3 a.m. every night. And this assists in our dream state. So DMT is a naturally occurring substance within our bodies. And the compound, the chemical compound, fits directly into our brain. It's as if our third eye, our pineal gland, is waiting, hungry for this molecule to latch on. And it only makes sense that it's released during the near-death experiences. DMT floods our brain during near-death experiences, and that's how we are able to have a past life review. People say that their life flashes before their eyes before they die.
Mm-hmm.
It happens. I experienced this timeless state on DMT where I was able to see not only my life now, but past lives and future lives and other lives that didn't even make sense. DMT has the ability to expand time, because time is an illusion. So DMT and even mushrooms, these are timeless psychedelics. They can take your consciousness past 4D, which is the dimension of time. It can push your consciousness into 5D, 6D territory, where you can access the entire database, the Akashic records of humanity, of the universe. You can see things that you won't even be able to understand. People say, oh, I want to have all the wisdom in the universe. But when you really are face to face with it, you're not even going to know what to do with it, because you can't even understand it. We are using our 3D minds to peer into these 5D worlds. And you're going to come back from these experiences with billions of questions. And they're going to remain with you every moment until the day that you die. And only then are you going to be able to reconnect back to those higher realms. And you're going to feel like you're coming home, because you've already had the experience in this life. So when you die, you're going to be able to peacefully return back to the higher realms. And when you are in a state of peace during death, that is how you escape rebirth into the human body. The human body is reborn from the state of suffering when you die. So the more that you suffer when you die, it's believed that you will attain a lower realm death. So psychedelics can help you practice peace when you are crossing over to the higher realms, hopefully. And this is very, very important. This is why the deep state, this is why the cabal makes psychedelics illegal in every country in the world. They don't want us to know this type of information.
Mm-hmm.
And with the consciousness.
Question in between. How do you get DMT?
DMT is the most elusive substance in the universe. Mm-hmm. It's illegal. And it's also very hard to come by. But there's ways of, in the USA, I have friends of friends of friends who just happen to have it. That's how you have to find it. You just have to ask around. Somebody will have it. But if you live in South America, you may be lucky to be in Peru or something like that, where they have ayahuasca. Ayahuasca is a brew that's made by shamans in the forest, and a proper shaman will brew the ayahuasca drink for you, which contains DMT, and also some type of other inhibitor, which allows it to digest properly into your stomach. Anyways, the ayahuasca is one way you can safely and legally obtain DMT. Mm-hmm. The journey, the trip that you have is not the same as pure DMT or mushrooms. It's an entirely different type of journey, but it's a very important journey that I recommend everybody partake. So there's different ways of obtaining DMT, depending on the country you live in, the type of friends you have, the type of karma you have, mm-hmm. the type of fortune the universe will bestow on you. Mm-hmm. But I always tell everybody, once you are truly ready for DMT, DMT will find you. That's mm-hmm. the type of substance that DMT is. When you are truly ready, it will find you. And it will find you at the most opportune time and place. So put out the intention to the universe that you're ready, that you want to try this psychedelic journey. The universe will make it happen. It'll show up in your life when you least expect it.
Whoa. I will do that. You definitely made me very curious today. I've heard people talking about it, but I mean, I saw it very much up in your right corner. So I thought, okay, DMT, there has to be something special about it. And now you definitely opened my mind for it, to put out this intention and let it find me.
There's so many beings that you encounter in these higher dimensional realms. And these beings are like angelic beings or geometric beings, or they could be ascended masters, or some people call them extraterrestrials. There's many names for them, like the magician, machine elves, pinwheel beings is what I call them. Mm-hmm. The psychedelic experience is filled with such amazing wonder and mystery. If people are interested in seeing angels or higher dimensional beings, this is one way you can make contact with them. I know the shamans in the Amazon, they take ayahuasca and they connect with nature spirits. Ayahuasca is a very Mother Earth loving type of psychedelic, and you're going to be able to see fairies and elementals, earth type of spirits. So if anybody is really into that type of fantasy world, it's real. It's a real world that you can see.
What is ayahuasca? What is bardo?
The bardo.
Yes.
The bardo. You must be reading my map on the upper right corner. Yes. There's a word that says bardo. Yes. And bardo is a term for a state of consciousness that occurs after you die and before you're reborn. It's a Tibetan word, and it means intermediary world or intermediary realm. So after you pass away, your consciousness is going to wander for some time until you are reborn again. And that consciousness of yours, if you don't meditate, if you have no spiritual knowledge, you're going to die and you're going to see all of these very terrifying visions. And the state of fear that you become entrenched in is going to determine what type of rebirth you're going to have, whether you're going to be reborn in a lower realm or in a human body or in something higher, such as maybe a light being, or maybe returning back to pure consciousness, the source, the one mind, the Buddha mind. There's many names for this. So the bardo is basically the realm of all of these very crazy visions that you're going to see after you die. If you practice meditation, if you practice compassion, if you practice spiritual wisdom throughout your life, you're not going to have a problem when you are in the bardo. The bardo is not going to terrify you. You're going to realize that everything you see is just consciousness. It's just your thoughts. Thoughts that aren't real. They're not solid objects. They're impermanent. They're just like a rainbow in the sky, or mist, or fog. you're going to realize the illusion of these visions, and they're not going to terrify you. And you're just going to be in the non-dual state of mind. You're going to have an equanimous awareness to these visions in the bardo. And this is how you attain enlightenment. This is how you attain rainbow body. This is how you skip rebirth. This is the ultimate spiritual goal, I believe. I believe that this is what we're born on this planet to achieve and to attain. Because we're very, very lucky, they say in Buddhism, to be born as a human being. And even more rare is it for you to find the teachings of Dharma, even more rare for somebody to practice these teachings. And the most rare of all in the universe is somebody who can take these teachings and actually attain enlightenment, to attain the light body, to return back to source without having to be reborn and forget everything like we all have. You and I, we all were born forgetting everything that we had ever seen in our past lives. And that's why we suffer and struggle to the point where we're at now. And so thankful, luckily, we're discussing spiritual knowledge in this podcast, which has the potential to bring us to full spiritual enlightenment.
Yes. Do you think if somebody's born in a very low realm, this person has the chance in one life to get to the highest one when he's dying?
Absolutely. Yes. But only a human body is able to attain enlightenment. You cannot attain enlightenment if you are, say, a bug or an animal or a ghost, mm-hmm. or some type of demon, or there's many names for lower realms, many names for these type of beings. But only a human body is able to hear, see, understand, and practice the Dharma, or practice spiritual knowledge, practice meditation. Only the human body can attain enlightenment. So we are very, 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 very lucky to be born with the opportunity to finally attain enlightenment in one life. And if we don't, we're going to have to be reborn and hopefully find spiritual knowledge again after being lost again. And you can see how many, 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 many eons and lifetimes we've been doing this. They say in Buddhism that we've been doing this for such eons that it's ridiculous to even try to think about how many mothers and fathers we've had. Everybody who's ever been born has been our mother or father in a past life, they say. That's why we should practice compassion and loving kindness to everybody, mm-hmm. because they've all been our mother or father in past lives. That's how many times we've been reborn and forgetting. So they say, please, please, in this lifetime, if you're lucky enough to obtain spiritual teachings, do your best, make your best effort to practice them all the way to full enlightenment in one lifetime.
Wow. Thank you very much for this, champ. It was great wisdom which you gave us today. And I'm sure it's only a glimpse of the whole universe you could bring to us. I don't know what to say. It has enlightened me already just to talk to you today. Great energy and great vibration. I really feel honored, and I will do my best to get as many people aware of your art and of your teachings. And thank you for doing this. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much, John, for having me on your show. I was really, really excited to be able to kind of just tell your audience everything that I've been working on. I haven't had this opportunity for a long time. The type of interview questions you gave me allowed me to cover as much spiritual knowledge as I could within this hour. I think that this interview was very special. I was able to go into such depth into secret topics that I was never, ever able to talk about on any show. So thank you so much for this opportunity. I really, really hope that I inspired at least one person to dig a little bit deeper into their consciousness and to awaken into a new person, a new being. That's my ultimate wish for everybody. May everything be auspicious and good fortune to everybody. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Champ. Thanks a lot and have a great day.